Silently, evenly, hooded Gregorians chanted with reverent candles in cloisters and measures, while gliding through Roman stone arches on roller skates under their brown velvet robes to chapels and tinklings and pealings of bells and existentials, waiting and haloed and golden, on altars for sacrifice made in heads mumbling, cellist at the sanctified end of the service.
It began with distant thunder, an implication. Spreading yellow and death to the grass, like the plague sending self-flaying man on his pilgrimage, moaning and screaming and praying his way across some obscure century, scourging and watering boils with his hot, unshed tears, and the medieval soil with his already dead black blood, like a briar patch tangled and out of control, choking and tearing its way across countries and skin, and soprano shrieked climaxes over and over, the baritone pumping in French. The Tower of Babel was off.
Reassured often and regular irregularity, newscaster voices assured the Americas that the UN was alive and well, for at any time someone was talking in any of five different tongues or translations or transliterations at once, which at once grew to blows such a swelling and noise and simultaneity that the cymbals and couples and pagan soprano Gregorians cried!
There was a time, remember, when, for a time, peace, remember, was a word in a time when we, remember, were people at peace for a time in a world, remember, which was for the people at peace in a time of love, remember, reigning supreme and serial order, remember, was why.
My dear, did you know that you could sustain at a peak for a whole third movement a heavenly climax of carousel babble? Then why, do you suppose, did he stop it? Keep going! It's mad, darling! Waltzing with horses on carousels painted and spinning. And where, do you suppose, is it going? And when is it coming? Fantastic! And why do sad carousels play happy music and hope that the children will smile? And why do they smile? Because of the melody, yes, it's because of the 1, 2, 3 melody swinging the platform around and around. Because of the audience, yes. It's because of the mother or nursemaid or even the father expecting and needing the sign that it's fun for a nickel. It's really because of the speed and the wind and the pressure on skin spreading lips toward ears. And it isn't a smile, it's a grin. And what happens then when the horse doesn't stop and you're trapped on that 1, 2, 3 gaiety up and down spinning platform with the ancestors waiting on yesterday's side of a white picket fence for a blur of forever? A little girl locked in the arms of a garishly painted wood horse, whipping too fast around now to waltz to the music, just clinging with legs around belly and arms around pole to the grease in the saddle and beating and beating and spreading and grin. And slipping, and slipping, and weakening under the pressure of spin.
you let go. And only then does the real crashing begin and end. And only then does the real crashing begin and end. And the faraway fragments of lightning vibrations give us a pulse and a poem.
Whisperings buzzed in our ears, whimpering quiet and far at first, but soon scratching their way across space to come nearer and louder and clearer, stabbing with pinpoint pricks and piercings and drillings and shrieks our eardrums, whispering whistling phrases into the halls, setting them busily scurrying round in our brains, picking up dust and innuendos. Their whisperings touch and tickle, our press and hurt and hold. Or cut a new groove on the brain disc, slinging off blood as it spins, splattering walls and the backs of eyeballs and tongues. It was a whispering evening. The fire said so as it sputtered and flashed on the living room scene, like a flickering match that's your last on a night with no echo or breeze. An ambulance flinging its searing light in the dark with no siren. The sight of two silently gossiping antique women fluttering hands and mouths and eyes inside of masses and masses of muffling scarf. A shorted electric bulb hanging alone in an empty and peeling room with no one to hear its sizzling acid symphony of fears. A celluloid cocktail party for millions of jabbering wordless martinis from 1920 smiling and swinging their beads in the frames of a slow down and speed it up talking spooky with no one to laugh at the funny dark news of this. With rippled reflections of moonbeams on water, making more bright than sound, but not much of either, with all of them. Just touching the tips of their second white tongues to the black atmosphere and licking the bottoms of skies. Or like stars, or like lightning, or fireflies. And the fire knew. The rug said so too, with its wool and its mostly blue, except speckles of purple and green and black and its terrible plush that asks one to come and lie down. And its scratch won't leave one alone once one does, with a constant, vaguely familiar, vaguely discomforting, crazy burial buzz. It ended in whispering voices busily vanished, an implication. And you know now, too, that the thunder was really important, as is this echo of nitrogen shimmer among violins.